For more audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
You know, this is the things Donnie set a good example for you, for me also. A lot of time, he will prepare the message for the church, but throughout the years, he learned how to listen to the Holy Spirit, because sometimes you plan to share some message, but Sunday morning, the Lord give you wants you to share something else. Maybe it's for somebody who attend a church, or maybe for somebody who listen on the internet. But it is important to, you know, to listen to the Lord, do what Holy Spirit want us to do. I prepared the message for today, but this morning when I woke up, it's like tending the flock of God. It's like tending the flock of God. And I look at the Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, and I think I will share this message about attending the flock of God. Because there is something very important to spend time for the people in need, and especially the children of God. Because, you know, this world, we will have trial, and this world, we will sometimes we need other people give us confirmation or give us a word of comfort or word of wisdom, and you know, the right words at the right time can change people's life. And God do care about each one of us, because God knows sometimes our faith is not that strong. And sometimes we are fighting and we are tired of fighting. Sometimes we are doubting, do we really hear from the Lord about a specific subject or specific activity in our life? And this is the things, tending the flock of God coming, because if Lord lead you to pray for somebody, and you the Lord, and you pray through for somebody, God will honor you. And I said this before, when I was fighting Bell's palsy several years ago, I can feel somebody pray for me. I can feel they lift me up and pour off, pray for my total healing. And that's really giving me the warmth to thank God how much God cared about me. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5. You know, for me, I like to read a lot of scripture, not just one sentence. Most of the time, I will read a whole chapter or a whole paragraph. I think I want to start from verse 1. Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you must clothe yourself with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like the roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone who devours. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. You know, this whole chapter said so clearly about how to tend the flock. And you know, when we helping the people, whether it's drugs or mental illness they are battling with, we must stop criticizing their every move and stop making fun of them. People need to focus on ways to help the people who need help. And you know, we as humans, we all have weakness in our life. And we all sometimes need other people lift us up. The Bible says very clearly, we all short of glory before God. And you know, as humans, it's so easy for us to see the flaw at the other people and don't see our own weakness. And God wants us to remind each other, it's the grace of God. It is the grace of God, the mercy of God kept us where we are. And to understand, just because you are a Christian, you are not trial free. Every day we have the temptation to get into something we shouldn't get into. You know, every day is the decision. Do we listen to God? And do we willing to go up a stream? Because go downstream is easy. Go upstream, you need to have muscle and have the willingness to go upstream. And, you know, last night I talked to several people, and especially I talked to one girl. I said, you know, no, the mother wanted me to talk to her. So I talked to her a little bit. I said, the one thing I want to let you know, no matter what you do, have some fun. No matter what you do, you make sure you have 8 hours of sleep, take good care of you, no matter what you do. Always remember, you are a child of God, and your parents love you, and don't be afraid you will make a mistake. Don't think about you are not live up to their expectation. God sees your heart. You are a sweet girl. And God don't want you to be perfect, because, you know, he knows very clearly you will not be perfect. You are not here for misery. You are here for victory. Victory didn't come without a battle. It's the one who are overcome their sickness, their trial, and overcome the things most people will give up. It's that. By overcoming the obstacle, show God is with you. Sometimes we are easy to get into, oh, this is the way I'm doing things. I'm doing this for all my life. And this is the things that my mother doing it and my grandmother doing it. But you know, the Bible said very clearly, renewing your mind and line your thoughts up with the Word of God. Because if you focus on thoughts from the word of God that will encourage you and build up spirit, and that will help you to overcome and help you to live a full life. And I want to end up with this, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the last word. Well, let's go back a little bit. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I become an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. And every day remind yourself God loves you, and pray for Lord help you to love others. And for we love one each other, show this world Jesus is in the midst of us, and be encouraged. And you know, this morning, I go to backyard, and when I open the backyard door, first things I saw the dove. It's like, wow, this is the sign Lord showed me. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you face, with God, you have peace. Dove is the symbol of peace. And I mean, this morning, that's a dove. It's a beautiful dove. And I just want to let you know, Jesus gives the peace which this world cannot give to you. And if you seek him daily, the Lord will give you peace. And go out and be encouraged, and to help others to know the truth, because the truth set us free, and help others to seeking God and receive Jesus. And by doing that, we will have a full life. And Lord, I just thank you for you give us this place to share the message. And I thank you so much for you send the Holy Spirit to let us know what you want us to do in now time. And you let us know you will never leave us or forsake us. You will lead us step by step, and you want to give us a happiness and a joy and prosperity and long, happy, satisfied life to give us a healthy. Lord, I just thank you for you not only heal our physical body, but also healing for emotional hurt and set free from the bondage. Lord, I just thank you for you, everything you did and you do and you will do for us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.